cutting-edge cell and gene therapy manufacturing center, BioCenterIC, opens in Newark, New Jersey. Virtual ribbon-cutting and tour featured remarks from New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, FDA's Peter Marks, as well as panel discussions with industry leaders from ARM, Neimbl, Century Therapeutics, BioNJ, NIADA, NJIT and NGI on the rise of cell and gene therapy in New Jersey. BioCenterIC opening October 29, 2020, Newark, New Jersey, the New Jersey Innovation Institute, NJII, and Choose New Jersey hosted a virtual ribbon cutting tour and panel discussions to mark the opening of BioCenterIC, NGI's cutting-edge cell and gene therapy development and clinical manufacturing center located on the campus of the New Jersey Institute of Technology, NJIT, in Newark, New Jersey. New Jersey Governor Murphy's pre-recorded opening remarks emphasized the important role centers of innovation like BioCenterIC will play in a post-pandemic economy. President of New Jersey Institute of Technology Dr. Joel Bloom reinforced the governor's message by stating there is a massive need for what BioCenterIC can provide, and our ability to fill that gap will translate into results that literally save and improve the quality of countless lives. We have the capacity to help companies develop processes, conduct clinical production trials, and train employees. Chose Lozano, President and CEO of Choose New Jersey, hosted the event. "New Jersey is a top hub for cell and gene therapy," said Lozano. "We are home to groundbreaking cell and gene therapy companies that are leading the way in next-generation therapeutics. Today's ribbon cutting at BioCenterIC is another exciting chapter for New Jersey's innovation economy. We look forward to seeing how BioCenterIC will advance the industry in years to come." Opening remarks were made by Joel Bloom, Doctor of Education and President of NJIT, Governor Phil Murphy, Robert Cohen, President Digital, Robotics, and Enabling Technology at Stryker, and Simon Ninnens, CEO of NGI. Paul Biotech, the National Institute for Innovation in Manufacturing Biopharmaceuticals, BMS, Cytiva, Panasonic Healthcare and Novartis were recognized, along with the 12 industry leaders who make up the Biopharma Advisory Council, for their contributions of equipment, funding and expertise. Dr. Peter Marks, MD, PhD, Director of the Center for Biologics Evaluation and Research, CBER, at the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, spoke about the importance of cell and gene therapies and the role of the FDA in streamlining, removing hurdles and providing support to improve the availability of these therapies. He also talked about the importance of collaborative efforts like BioCenterIC to help accelerate advancements and innovation. Haro Artunian, PhD and SVP and GM of the Biopharma Division, and Senior Vice President and General Manager of BioCenterIC, gave a detailed view of the new center and the work being done by the Biopharma Division at NGI. Dr. Artunian also premiered a video tour of the facility. In addition, he led a panel discussion on the future of cell and gene therapy manufacturing with Kelvin H. Lee, PhD Director of the National Institute for Innovation and Manufacturing, Neimbl, Janet Lynch Lambert, CEO of the Alliance for Regenerative Medicine, and Greg Russity, PhD, Chief Technology Officer of Century Therapeutics, LLC. BioCenterIC's mission is to bring together industry, technology developers, academia and regulatory agencies to help advance the development and manufacturing of cell and gene therapies, said Dr. Artunian. "We are thrilled to open the doors to our center at a time when demand for process development and clinical manufacturing of cell and gene therapies exceeds capacity available from existing contract development and manufacturing organizations. Our goal is to provide a collaborative space where innovative approaches and technologies can be utilized to help make emerging therapeutics available to the patients that so desperately need them." The event concluded with a panel discussion that featured local leaders who described the resources New Jersey offers to companies who bring their cell and gene therapy projects and businesses to the state. Panelists included Debbie Hart, President and CEO of BioNJ, Jose Lozano, Kathleen Coviello, Executive Vice President for Technology, Life Sciences and Entrepreneurship at the New Jersey Economic Development Authority, NIADA, and Kevin D. Belfield, PhD and Dean, College of Science and Liberal Arts, NJIT. To learn more and view the recorded event, please visit. Shown in photo of BioCenterIC ribbon cutting at NJIT Life Sciences and Engineering Center building in Newark, New Jersey. From left to right are Robert Cohen, President, Digital, Robotics, and Enabling Technology, Stryker, Simon Ninnens, CEO, New Jersey Innovation Institute, NJII, Joel Bloom, Doctor of Education, President, New Jersey Institute of Technology, NJIT, Dan Wessner, Director of Sales, Paul Biotech, Haro Artunian, PhD, SVP and General Manager, GI, Fadi P. Deek, PhD, Provost and Senior Executive Vice President, NJIT and Jose Lozano, President and CEO, Choose New Jersey.